I think I thought hockey-wise I'd be ready for it. And obviously, if things didn't work out the next few years, since I was a free agent, it's kind of you have to grab the offer when it's there. And I thought that first off, Winnipeg was a great fit. They were in touch with me the whole year, and they seemed genuinely interested. And I thought that if I were to stay in school and, you know, maybe get hurt or didn't play, then I would for sure regret that I didn't sign. But first, mostly I just think that it was time hockey-wise for me to move on.
You think that having gone to St. John's then just after the college season was over, do you think that will help you or give you some kind of head start for this fall?
Oh yeah, greatly. Just being there, I was there for 2-3 weeks, mm-hmm. and even the first 2 weeks when I didn't play, just practicing there and seeing how professionally everyone behaved, and how big of a difference it is. It's not a huge leap, but it is a big jump. And I thought that those 2 weeks definitely gave me an insight of what the things are to come next year. So, and especially getting to play a game was really something that keeps me motivated and really, really just kind of, really just kind of helps me get prepared for next year.
Have you looked or thought about the depth chart, so to speak, opportunity to be with Pasquale this year in St. John's? Really, you're not too far away if something were to happen here to have a chance at the NHL.
Well, I'm not really thinking about that. Obviously, I know in St. John's, Pasquale is a really good goalie, but wherever you go, it's still going to be a big challenge. But next year, I think hopefully I can give him a big push and hopefully challenge him. But my main goal for next year is just to become the best goalie I can be, and I'm not trying to, you know, rush up here to Winnipeg or anything. I just, you know, try to get better day by day.